Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the different fitan that will appear before the coming of Qiyamah, and yes, specifically the fitna of Dajjal. And one thing we learn from these ahadith is that the fitna will be very difficult, it will be very severe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have people in place who will have very strong iman. Why? So that we have hope and we can have some comfort that they won't only be a time when people's iman will be completely gone. There will be people that will still believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that hope that, oh Allah, that you make us from amongst these people if we happen to live in that time and period, amongst those people that have strong iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's style is such that Allah Pak will warn us about Jahannam, but at the same time Allah will tell us about the benefit and the comforts of Jannat. Allah Pak sometimes will speak about His severity and His might, like this ayat of the Quran, Inna batsha rabbika la shadeed. The grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. And then just after that Allah Pak says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely caring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows extreme love. And Allah Pak is very, very forgiving. So now all these things Allah Pak is putting in place so that there is a balance. One side a person fears the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the other side a person doesn't lose hope in the mercy and in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously showing love, continuously showing mercy. So a believer is one that always has his hopes put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but simultaneously he takes his cautions and precautions, not going to sin, realizing the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that is coming into mind is that one of Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi once asked one sati of his, they tell me what is one thing that you can just give and give and give and it won't finish. So sati mentioned that, I told Hazrat, I don't know what is one thing that you can just give and give and give and it won't finish. Hazrat mentioned that is love. Love is something you can just give and give and give and it's something that doesn't finish. Think about that mother showing love to the child. From the time the child is in the stomach, in the womb of the mother is already showing all that love and that care. Then when the child is born, that mother is showing love and care. And then when the child has grown up and is married also, that mother is still showing love and care. Does that love ever get finished? So the more you give and give and give, that love grows. So that's why Hazrat said, this is one thing, you can just keep giving and it doesn't finish. So therefore we shouldn't feel shy in giving any type of love. عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال ما سأل أحد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الدجال أكثر مما سألته وإنه قال لي ما يضرك قلت إنهم يقولون إن معه جبل خبز ونهر ماء قال هو أهون على الله من ذلك متفق عليه. هذا المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه narrates that no one asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about Dajjal more than I did. He said to me, he will not harm you. I said, people claim that he will have a mountain of bread and a river of water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be even easier for Allah Pak to save the believers from him. In other words, don't lose hope in Allah Pak. It is even easier than what he has with him and all that. That's not a problem. But for Allah Pak to save you, it's even easier. Don't lose your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing us that we should also have hope. One side we fear that the fitnas and we take our precautions, but at the same time we don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min nabiyin illa wa qad anzara ummatahu al-a'war al-kathab, ala innahu a'warun wa inna rabbakum laysa bi-a'war, maktubun bayna aynayhi kafaroh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reported, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every messenger warned his community about the one-eyed liar, referring to Dajjal. He is one-eyed and your sustainer is not one-eyed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he is one-eyed, but your Allah is not one-eyed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Don't lose hope. Written between his eyes are the letters kafara. Kafara for kufr or for kafir. So kafara. So these are the letters that are written, inscribed clearly between his eyes. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala uhadithukum hadithan ani dajjali ma haditha bihi nabiyun qawmahu innahu a'warun wa innahu yaji'u ma'ahu bimithalil jannati wal nari fallati yaqul innaha al jannah هي النار متفق عليه. حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, should I not tell you something about the Dajjal which no messenger told his people? He said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he is one-eyed. He will bring with him the likeness of Jannat and Jahannam and Hellfire. So Jannat and Hellfire, Jahannam. What he refers to as paradise is actually Jahannam. We did this hadith explanation of this before, that a time will come when it will be complete opposite to what the eyes can see. But here again we put our trust in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, of bringing such qualities and conditions in our life that we are prepared to face any type of difficulty and hardship. Allah Pak makes it easy. But it doesn't just happen like that. A person has to daily make effort to see that he saves himself from guna. Therefore, Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi will say, Nawahi say, bajte rehna. Don't just stay away from sins. Actively make an effort to see that you don't even slip into a sin. Bajte rehna. Continuously see that you are on guard. You are being careful that you don't even slip into a sin. Not that a person just carries on and then he slips and he says he slipped. He say actively make sure that continuously you're thinking, how can I save myself from gunas? That is how a Muslim behaves. When he's actively trying to save himself from sins like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from bigger fitness. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.